Losing Yourself and Finding God's Best. Today's Daily Devotion from Pastor Greg Laurie.
Our scripture reading today is from Luke chapter 14, verse 33. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple.
When Jesus said, "Whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple," did he mean that Christians must take a vow of poverty and give away every possession? No, Jesus was saying that we need to surrender our claim to our possessions. It simply means that we understand the ID tags on all that we have are not ours, they're God's. It means that you recognize it is the Lord's family that he has given you. It is the Lord's life that you are the steward of. They are the Lord's resources that you are spending. It is the Lord's house that he has given you. The Bible says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." We surrender our claim and say, "Lord, it belongs to you. What do you want me to do?" Then we pursue the path that he has for us. The Apostle Paul summed it up well when he said, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." The crucified life really means one thing, dying to self. It means losing yourself and in the process, finding yourself. Through death, you find life. What it doesn't mean is that we'll be miserable and unable to live life to its fullest. It means the opposite. When we discover God's plan for us, life becomes what it was meant to be.